This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The new record on Kickstarter, the most money raised in the shortest amount of time, is a cool $1 million in just 49 minutes. It happened Tuesday morning when Pebble, the smartwatch company, went back for a second round of crowdfunding. Pebble broke records during its first Kickstarter as well 3 years ago. Eric Mijakovsky is the founder and CEO of the company. Eric, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
As I sit here in the studio looking at the Kickstarter page for you guys, your second Kickstarter page, you have plus or minus $10.5 million for your latest venture, the Pebble Time. Once this is all said and done, what are you going to do with all that money?
It's going directly into the watches that our supporters have backed us for. We started on Kickstarter 3 years ago, and we brought out the first smartwatch to the world. We've come back with our next generation, and it's amazing to see the community rise up around us.
Well, that kind of goes to the real question that I have, which is, you know, you guys already have venture capital money, which you got after that very successful first Kickstarter campaign you did. Why'd you go back to Kickstarter instead of just getting more venture capital money? I mean...
So for us, it's actually not about the money. We're a profitable company. We've been profitable for the last 3 years. And we decided that the most efficient way to tell the story as well as get our watches out there was through Kickstarter.
Am I being too cynical if I encapsulate that as marketing via Kickstarter?
No, not at all. I mean, companies do marketing all the time. And in fact, it actually helps get the word out. It's helped incredibly. Like if you look at the last 3 days or two days.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. And this interview, right? And more to the point, this is marketing that actually pays you.
It is. But I mean, I'm a pretty blunt and pretty honest guy most of the time. It's a great source of marketing, but I think it's also a massive opportunity for us to engage with our customers and engage with the people who want to see us succeed.
All right, so let's get to the 800-pound gorilla then, the elephant in the room, if you will. Apple launches its smartwatch in a couple of months. They could buy and sell you guys with the change that they find in the couch cushions in the cafeteria. How are you going to compete?
Apple makes a ton of money off of a variety of their businesses. They're moving into the smartwatch space that we helped forge a couple years ago. But we're a company that doesn't have any distractions. We don't have an existing user base. We don't have any other sources of capital. This is what we do. And having another company like Apple come into the space is pretty good validation that what we're working on matters.
Tim Cook calls you up, the CEO of Apple, or Jeff Bezos at Amazon, or, you know, either of the guys at Google, and they say, we'll give you $1 billion for your company. What do you say?
That it's nice chatting with you. I like your phones. But I think we're in this for the long haul. We fundamentally believe that wearables will play a key role in how we interact with computers in the future, and Pebble's going to be a major part of that.
I want to scroll down on some of the items you have on your Kickstarter thing, and I want to go straight to the bottom, and this one caught my eye. It's called the distributor tier. If they give you $5,000 or more, and there's still some capacity left in this category, by the way, they get 30 watches, which I then gather you are okay with them reselling since you call it the distributor tier?
Yeah, one of the things, so we did a Kickstarter 3 years ago, and we did the same thing there. One of the things that worked really well is it's difficult to get a retail presence worldwide. Creating a supply chain, creating a distribution system is difficult. So what we did is we figured out a way to get Pebble Time in the hands of small shops around the world at a competitive price, not below our MSRP. And it really helps users get the watch that they want without having to wait for us to kind of go through the motions of creating an entire supply chain around the world.
Eric Mijakovsky, he is the founder and CEO of Pebble, which, while we have been talking here, has gained another $100-something thousand on Kickstarter. Eric, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Kai.